Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've been looking in previous weeks in Exodus, the 15th chapter has been one of our main texts, talking about the Lord being our healer. And I want to go on today with this as the Lord would help us. Exodus 15:26, he said, if you'll diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and do that which is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, keep all his statutes, I'll put none of these diseases upon you which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. They had seen all the judgments that came on the Egyptians, even their number of diseases, and that didn't please the Lord. These people were defying him and rebelling against him, and judgment came. And of course they saw all that, and no doubt they were concerned about that. He said, no, I'm your healer. Yes. Praise God. You're my people, I'm your God, and I'm the Lord who heals you. Amen. This is one of those great compound Jehovah names, like Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Tsidkenu, etc., etc. This one is Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord, your healer. Yes. I am the Lord that heals you. Yeah. This word heal could be translated fix. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. He's the Lord who fixes you. Yes. How many glad to know you got a healer?
Yes.
Oh, we need to know it. We need to hear it and keep ourselves conscious of it. He said, I am the Lord. Different translations say, I, Jehovah, am healing you. Said out loud to him, you are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
The one who heals me.
The one who heals me.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Now, this is not an isolated case. You'll find other scriptures, Exodus 23, 25 and 26, just close by there. Exodus 23:25, he said, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he'll bless your bread and your water, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of you. Well, if sickness is taken out of the midst of you, you could look for some and not find any. Because there's none in the midst of you. There'll nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Now, you know, Phyllis just got through reading Psalm 91. It ended up by saying, verse 16, with long life,
yes,
I'll satisfy you and show you my salvation. One translation says, I'll show you how I can save.
Yes.
Well, what's that got to do with being protected? Well, everything. I mean, how did you make it to old age?
Right.
Well, the arrow didn't get you. The pestilence didn't get you. Come on, the storm didn't take you out. Come on, can you see this? You were sustained. Crime didn't get you. I mean, you were kept and protected year after year, decade after decade, until you got old. Biblically old. You know, when the Bible calls you old, you old. With long life, I'll satisfy you and show you my salvation. Well, you can't die in middle age with a disease. You can't die from crime. Come on, y'all, listen. You can't die from a storm or a car wreck, and that be true. But how many are going to make it all the way? Come on, you need to respond on this. You're going to make it from where you are and run your whole race, finish your entire course. Somebody say, with long life,
he'll satisfy me
and show me
his salvation.
Praise God.
Yeah.
So be it. So be it. Well, we also looked in Psalm 103, and I want to look there again. Psalm 103, verse 1. Anybody know this? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So there's more than one benefit to knowing God, serving God, being saved, being blessed. There's more than one benefit. To hear some folks talk, some preachers talk, you'd think there's one benefit. You miss hell. Now, if that's the only benefit there was, it'd be worth it.
Yes, sir.
Right? But there's not only one benefit. There are benefits. Plural. I like plural, don't you? That's why we even put an S on equipments on our confession. I know it's not good English, but I like it. Plural. And he said, he begins a list here of these benefits. Verse 3. Benefit number 1. Who forgives all your iniquities. How many are thankful that he forgives all your iniquities? No matter what you've done, no matter how many times you did it, no matter how dumb it was, or how ignorant or cruel or selfish, will he forgive you? Every time, any situation that you come to him and you humble yourself before him and you repent and receive your forgiveness and cleansing and righteousness restored, will he, does he really forgive all? All your iniquities. Yes, he does.
Yes, sir.
But notice benefit number 2. Who heals all your diseases. Now, much of the church is strong on benefit number 1. They believe that. But benefit number 2, they have modified it. They have altered it. And they don't believe this. Hundreds of thousands of good church-going people do not believe part B of this verse. They believe sometimes God said yes, sometimes he says no, sometimes he says wait a while, sometimes he's teaching you something through it. Well, why wouldn't you say that about him forgiving your iniquities? The answer to every question about God's will concerning healing and about receiving healing is answered in God's will concerning forgiveness and receiving forgiveness. Everyone. Somebody said, well, it's obvious not everybody's healed. Well, it's also obvious not everybody's born again. What does that prove? It doesn't prove that it's not God's will to save everyone because somebody is not saved. Nor does it prove it wasn't God's will to heal somebody because they weren't healed. We need mind renewal. Things have been taught wrongly from the church. No, I believe the Bible. How about you? How many Bible believers do I have in here? How many would accept the Bible even if it revealed some wrong thinking you've had all your life? If you'd say, well, hold on now, the Bible's right. Well, he forgives. Come on, help me out. All your iniquities. And he heals what?
All
your diseases. Is that true or not?
Yes.
It's the Bible. It is God's will for everybody to be saved. You can't say, okay, I'm going to preach, you know, that Jesus saves. I'm going to preach that he bore your sins on the cross and we'll give an altar call and we don't know. It might not be God's will to save you because sometimes it's not.
Wow.
But you can come see. You can come pray, and we'll pray for you. And this is how we'll pray. Lord, if it be thy will, save them and forgive them. And if not, thy will be done. And help them to be strong to what? Go to hell? You know? I'm not knocking anybody because there was a time I prayed this way. I remember going with him to our local hospital and visiting people when I was a young guy. And we prayed for people. Lord, if it be thy will, heal them. And if not, thy will be done. Help him. I've prayed that with him myself.
Yep.
That's all we knew.
Yes, sir.
But when you examine it, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
It's like saying this, Lord, we know you're sovereign and you're going to do what you're going to do, no matter what.
Yeah.
And so if it's your will, heal them. Of course, if it was your will, you were going to do it anyway.
Right.
And if it's not your will, then don't heal them. Of course, if it wasn't your will, you wasn't going to heal them anyway. What I'm saying is, you're going to do what you're going to do, no matter what we do. So why am I praying? Now, I know people, like, you know, these are their sacred cows and they don't like you messing with them. But it's not in line with the Word of God. And we don't ascertain if it's God's will for somebody to be forgiven and saved or not by who receives and who doesn't. Why would you determine it's God's will to heal or not based on who received or who didn't? No, the Bible is true. He forgives all your iniquities and good news, and he heals all your diseases. It is his will to forgive all your iniquities. It is his will to heal all your diseases. It is the Bible. Somebody ought to say, I believe it. Praise God. It's not his will that any should perish. Look with me in Isaiah. We looked at it. I want to look at it again. Isaiah 53. Isaiah, by the Spirit of God, a prophet, saw centuries into the future in the Spirit, and he saw Jesus being made sin with our sin and taking our place as our substitute and redeeming us. He saw it in the Spirit, and he wrote down what he saw. And we know it's right because the New Testament quotes it as applying to Jesus. In Isaiah 53, are you there? And verse 1, and I'm reading in Young's literal translation. Isaiah 53, 1, who has given credence to what that which we heard? And the arm of Jehovah, on whom has it been revealed? Yea, he comes up as a tender plant before him, as a root out of a dry land. He has no form nor honor when we observe him, nor appearance when we desire him. He is despised and left of men, a man of pains and acquainted with sickness. And as one hiding the face from us, he is despised and we esteemed him not. Who is this talking about? Does anybody know who? Jesus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me